time to welcome our book reviewer, Melanie O'Loughlin of Unity Books. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
You are reviewing for us, please.
I'm reviewing Kim Ji-young, born 1982, and it's by Chu Nam-joo. And it's anthropological fiction. Well, that's what I'm calling it, because this is the book that divided Korea along gender lines like nothing seen before. It's just a really simply told tale about an every woman in South Korea. Kim is like one of the most well-known surnames, and Ji-young was one of the most common girls' names in South Korea in the 80s. So it's like literally and metaphorically the every woman story. And it begins, there's a small scene that it begins with Ji-young. She's a 30-something mother of one, and she's just struggling with isolation and loss of identity and just gender roles in parenting, where it's normal for your husband to come home at midnight on a daily basis. And the strain of this tightly wound life, she starts slipping into these other selves. She doesn't know it, but she's a great mimic, and she'll just mimic her mother's voice. And that all comes to a head like a well-timed grenade at a holiday lunch with her in-laws, where she slips into the voice of her mother and it's like a grenade blowing up. And it's just great. It shows you the author's really knowing. It's quite tongue-in-cheek. And from there, the book goes back, and it's told in this fantastic reportage style as you follow Ji-young's life through the lens that really, if she had been born a boy, she would have been much better off in her middle-class household in Seoul. And it's interspersed, the reportage, I say, because it's interspersed with tiny bits of data from studies or news clippings. So in terms of schooling and being born a boy, there's a fact inserted that tells you that gender selection peaked in the 80s. And so much so that there was a bubble of boys coming down the education system, and they had to match single-sex girls into co-ed schools. It's not so much the stories, which kind of, you know, many women will identify with. It's really the response from the adults to this structural system of inequality.
Okay.
So, for example,
We just need to wrap, Melanie, sorry, yes.
Oh, okay, well, it's just a fascinating look at South Korea. It's not just a story, but it's really a study of the nation grappling with equality. It's for fans of Hankang, the vegetarian, and the convenience store woman. I really recommend it.
Thank you very, very much. Melanie O'Loughlin of Unity Books. Kim Ji-young, is the born 1982, is the book, and Chu Nam-tu is the author.